All right. This is already feeling like a complete mess, but it's what, 1:57 in the morning, and I've got the house to myself for the first time in a while, which is a rare occurrence because this house isn't mine, so I shouldn't even expect to ever have it to myself. But alas, here we are. What's poppin'? Welcome to the Kane Show. And what I'm recording right now is going to be episode 2. If you listened to episode 1, I commend you because I was nervous as hell and damn near reading off of a script that I wrote in my head. All that to say, yeah, in my opinion, it was a bit rehearsed. And that's not to say that what I was saying wasn't heartfelt and true. If anything, it just goes to show how self-conscious I am. I'm not going to say insecure, but I'll say self-conscious. Anyway, I'm recording this one more or less so because I kind of feel obligated to, and I feel like if I don't take advantage of having this time to myself, then I'm like a failure or something. I don't fucking know. I'm sipping some coffee at 1:45 in the morning. 1:58. See, I can't even remember what fucking time it is. But anyway, I had a good night so far. I decided to go live on TikTok for the first time in a while. And I decided to do so for the first time in a while because I've been a little worried about going on there and doing the lives because I've had my live privileges revoked 6 times currently for violating the community guidelines on TikTok. And don't worry, it wasn't for any crazy shit like talking about the vaccine or saying some crazy ass homophobic or racist stuff like most white influencers on the internet. My violations were for telling people I'd smack the shit out of them because. All right, well, the one violation was because this kid was talking crazy in my chat, and I told him, like, if we were in person, I'd smack the dog shit out of him. Verbatim, that's what I said. And my live was pulled like that. Like, they have an AI monitor. They pulled me for that. The other time that I got my live privileges revoked for a week, I picked up my roommate's cat and I was holding her like a baby. Her name's Ariel. She's a beautiful cat. And I picked her up and my live got pulled because I wanted to show her to the camera. And I was holding her safe. I cradle her like a child all the time. And then the reasoning was for child, like for animal endangerment or whatever. Like, they have a screenshot and everything, crazy shit. The other times that my live was pulled was for foul language, saying shit and fuck and bitch. Yeah, those are usually like my main words, shit, fuck, bitch every now and then. I wasn't calling anyone. I don't usually use bitch to refer to women. I usually refer to like punk ass males as bitches, like, oh, you a bitch. Yeah, that's usually like, see how natural I said that? Yeah, so saying like, oh, you a bitch, like, that's the most that y'all, that's usually the only way you'll hear me say bitch. But shit and fuck, like, I just say that all the time. Sometimes I just say it for no reason. But anyway, I went live tonight and I ended up getting a request to go live with someone, and it was from a fellow TikToker, if I can call him that or call us that. And honestly, until tonight, I didn't even know how to say his TikTok name, but his real name is Dammy. That's what he goes by. And we got to talking a lot. We were just talking about mental health maintenance and talking about what it's like to have successful content on the internet, talking about what it's like to deal with the fluctuations in algorithm favor, if you will. And right there was a point where when I hit 1 million, he was at a couple hundred thousand, and now he's at 4 million, and I've been stuck at, I use the term stuck at loosely because it's a great place to be stuck at, but I've been stuck at like 1.2 million on TikTok for quite some time. And it's weird because getting to hear from his perspective, somebody that surpassed me by leaps and bounds in my eyes, still talk about how affected he is by the fluctuations in algorithm favor, in exposure of content, it's really enlightening. And it kind of forced me to look at my own frustrations as how I prefer to look at most of my problems, as created by me, as created by self. I think the running theme of my life lately has been, that it's not so much what happens that upsets me, but how I react to what happens that upsets me. Most of the problems that I'm having right now are problems that I'm going to continue to have for the rest of my life in some shape or fashion. And there's really two options that I can take. I can either, one, continue to try to struggle against them, continue to react in similar fashion, expecting a different result, or I can alter how I react to the things that happen. I can alter how I react when they happen, or whether I react at all. It's a total mindfuck how one of the most freeing actions that we as humans can take is to submit, is to ease up on the controls, take our hands off the steering wheel, if you will, and just let shit happen. It's wild. It's sort of like falling. Like when I'd be out skateboarding with my friends, one of the things that my boy Seamus taught me, skating, was that to get better at skating, you gotta get better at falling. You gotta like falling. And it didn't make sense to me at the time until I started to implement little tips and tricks that he would give me to further expound on that advice. One of the things I learned from being the passenger in a couple of car accidents as a kid is that the more you tense up, the more banged up you end up getting. And I applied that to skateboarding. When I was trying a trick and had that split second where I realized I wasn't going to land it and I had to bail, I realized that I would end up getting hurt more when I tensed up, when I tried to brace myself for the fall. My boy Seamus told me to try and stay loose when I was about to fall, to learn how to roll. When you tense up, you just kind of fall and take all that impact stiff. But when you stay loose and you learn how to roll, you use that momentum to propel you forward. And you keep moving, keep trying. I think the same can be said about life and our problems. When life throws you a problem, when life throws you some stress, something to fuck with you, if you tense up and you try and stay rigid, all you're going to do is brace yourself for that impact, and you're going to be going headfirst into it, neither of you wanting to back down. And ultimately, that problem's going to overpower you. It's the natural order of things. But in that same situation, if you're willing to bend, if you're willing to flow, if you're able to stay fluid and take more of a malleable form, you'll find yourself slipping through that problem as opposed to slamming into it and splatting all over it. It's really crazy though, man. I try and tell people all the time that being popular on the internet for something isn't the end all be all. People think that when you develop a little following on social media that all of a sudden your life must have improved by leaps and bounds. You're probably making all this crazy money doing all these cool ass things. The majority of this time I've spent growing my content on TikTok and Instagram, I've been on unemployment. I got fired from my job at Amazon on April Fool's Day of 2020. I had just gotten a really bad car accident and wrecked my Hyundai Accent. And I was using my uncle's Lincoln to get to and from work. They fired me because a TikTok that I made promoting my song on company grounds was circulating through my coworkers. And at the time, I didn't know what the fuck I was going to do. Luckily, though, I was able to apply for unemployment. And that ended up lasting me till about September of this year, 2021. Being that I was already settled into my sobriety and my kind of hermit-esque lifestyle, My overhead cost of living was very, very low, damn near zero. I was using EBT to stock the fridge at home. I was cooking every night and staying in. I didn't go nowhere. My only expense at the time was rent, and I already had enough rent put away to cover me for the duration of my lease. I mean, the truth of the matter is, I'm grateful as hell to be in this position. I mean, it's really mind-blowing that with the following that I amassed on TikTok, it means that my content struck enough of a chord with over 1 million people for them to go out of their way to click follow on my profile. And the interesting thing about social media is that people see 1 million followers and they think that what that means is every time you post something, 1 million people are gonna see it. And people think that if you got 1 million followers, which means that when you post something, 1 million people are gonna see it, then that means that 1 million people are gonna like it. But talking to Dammy today on the live we shared, that just isn't the case. It's not how the algorithms work. It's not how this shit works. It's not how any of it works. Ultimately, the attention that these platforms allow you is something that they spread around. It's something that they give to you, and it's something that they withdraw from you. And if you know anything about business, if you know anything about ad revenue, I believe it's to make you, as the content creator, react in some way. The way that most content creators choose to react is to start making even more content, posting more frequently. I mean, take it from somebody who actually has a following on the internet. I find myself feeling like a fucking failure if I go a day or two without posting. I find myself worrying. I find myself obsessively checking my mentions, obsessively calculating my analytics, trying to figure out what I need to do, trying to figure out where I've went wrong, trying to figure out what needs work and improvement and tweaking. And so much so that I don't get to fucking relax. I don't feel like I'm enjoying myself that much anymore. I've accomplished something that so many people that I know want to accomplish, and so many people that I know would probably give anything to have for themselves. But what really interests me is that along with boosting my confidence, the success of my content on these social media platforms has contributed greatly to my self-consciousness, to my insecurity, to the level of judgment that I not only place on myself, but on my lifestyle. Constantly comparing my likes to creators that have a bigger platform than me. Constantly looking through my likes and getting upset that some of my closest friends aren't one of the names among thousands of people that are more than happy to support and engage with my content. It's weird. There's times where I feel like a fucking nut. Got pieces of content that are getting hundreds of thousands of likes. And all because the people who I really want to make proud didn't like it. I feel like it's not good enough, which is wild, man. I don't want to sound negative, but it really is true when they say that strangers will support you more than your closest friends ever will. And I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for each and every stranger that enjoys and relates to the things I talk about. But I gotta be honest, I can't help but feel a way when I notice the lack of support and encouragement from the people I know and love in my personal life. And this coffee has gone cold, folks. Some coffee grounds in it too. Nice. I recorded a song tonight. It was the first song I recorded in about half a year, and I ran into a problem that I frequently find myself having, at least to my standards. The chorus was fucking dope. The chorus is great, and it was the verses that I was just kind of underwhelmed with. Shit is frustrating, man. But you know, taking baby steps to get back into doing shit that I really love and enjoy. Again, I've been so worried about expressing any criticism for this social media stuff and my mental health content because I don't want to appear ungrateful for the success of it. I am more than grateful to receive the support that I receive. But since December of last year, my day-to-day life has been focused on maintaining and growing attention on my mental health and fruit videos, when in reality, what I truly love and am passionate about more than anything is acting and music. I've got 10 plus years in making music and performing it, and I've got way more than 10 plus years in acting, and I miss it. There's so many times throughout the day where I wish that the attention that my videos and mental health stuff receives would be directed at my music. But again, as a businessman, as an entrepreneur, as a creative, it's my job to figure out how to make that happen. And damn it, I will. I intend to. And if there's one thing that I think I can say now confidently about myself, it's that I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I know how to express an idea. I know how to follow through with my intentions. I know how to make what I think happen. And not only that, but I know how to present it to people to where they not only relate to it, but they respect it and they appreciate it. And luckily for me, I've got even more experience with the music, the creative aspect of the craft, than I do with making these videos. And I've experienced success with these videos far beyond what most people have and will in their lifetime. And I say all that to clarify that I'm not ungrateful for this. I'm very grateful. But I just want to be honest with y'all and let y'all know that it's not the golden ticket for learning to love and appreciate yourself. I used to post so much more on my stories, and nowadays I question whether or not, this sounds crazy, I question whether or not people will like it, whether or not people want to see it, whether or not it'll affect me negatively in the eyes of the algorithm. I feel like everything has to be on brand. I feel like everything has to make sense. And I don't fucking like that. Because none of this shit really makes sense. And I know y'all know what I'm talking about. So much of this shit is just made up. Life. Fucking everything. Society. The structure of society itself. It's all just fucking made up. And we just, you know, enough people believe in it. It's the truth. That's what makes it real. But it sucks, man. Like, I'm nervous to even post about my personal life or post a selfie or show what the fuck I really care about because the algorithm and the people that willingly, which I'm so grateful for, went out of their way to follow me. They followed me for some mental health shit. For some emotional literacy posts, for some fruit. And when the algorithm recognizes that you have a niche for your content that does well, when you post something that doesn't fit that niche, they don't show it to as many people, even if those people willingly followed you. And I gotta be honest, man, it does fuck with you. It fucks with your confidence. It fucks with your decision making. I don't like that shit. Because that's not who I am. I was talking to my boy D-Rock the other day. And he was telling me that he is upset. That he finds himself getting upset when he sees people in my comments talking like I just started making music. And he was reminding me how in high school, I was sacrificing so much time and energy and effort to travel to and from the studio, to pay for studio time, to do these performances, all these crazy ass hours of the night, because it's something I fucking love, man. It's something I really care about. He told me how he was at a show of mine and there were like 10 of us. And how I rocked that shit. Like it was a full house. Like it was a packed show. And I was like, yeah, you know me, bro. I'll do that shit right now. I don't give a fuck if it's crowded or not. I love this shit. I'm a performer. I'm a fucking entertainer. I do this, man. But more than that, I get a message across. I convey a message. That's what I'm here to fucking do. And it's not my message. It's our message. Nothing that I'm saying has never been said before. I'm just saying it in the way that I know how to say it. But damn it, if I can pat myself on the back for a minute, I gotta say that I know how to fucking relate to people, man. And it's not some secret sauce. It's not some special ingredient. It just requires honesty, transparency, vulnerability. I've been afraid for long enough in my fucking life, man. I'll be damned if I'm afraid to be myself. You know what I mean? I asked Dammy tonight, why do you think content like ours has gone viral in the ways that it has? Why do you think it has struck a chord with so many people? And the answer that he gave me isn't any different than the one that I give when I'm asked the same question. He said it's because our content is honest. It's real. It's because the content that we put out is what most people are thinking and feeling themselves, but for some reason can't find the confidence to express. Since I was a child, my goal here has been to help people feel less alone in what they think and feel. And whether it's through my acting, through my music, or through my videos, or my podcast, that's what I'm gonna do. Because I'm not really interested in doing anything else. I'm not good at anything else. I'm good at what I do. And when I'm not doing the things that I'm good at doing, the things that I'm supposed to do, the things that I was made for, I feel like a freak. I feel like I'm not even really here. And I gotta say, man, I miss feeling free. I'm tired of judging myself. I'm tired of questioning myself. And I'm tired of second-guessing how I behave based on how I think the people around me will view me if I start behaving how I truly want to. Like right now, it's 2:32 in the morning, and I'm drinking coffee. It's normal to me. It might not be normal to you. But doing this is what got me to where I'm at. Staying up all night and making TikToks and recording music and drinking coffee. That's what got me to having successful content. That's what got me to having a following. And it's what got you here listening to me talk, if you're choosing to do so. But according to most of the people I know, that's not a normal way to live. And that's just a small aspect of what I'm really trying to speak on, but I hope you get the point. I think what I'm trying to say in this episode is that I've got to start getting back to me, because I fucking miss me. I got to start doing the things that got me to where I'm at. I got to stop living just to maintain this stuff and start living with the courage to take it further. Anyway, I don't know what else to say, so I'm just going to end it right here. What's poppin'? This is The Kane Show.